Hello. Hello. Please come in. I won't bite. Please, won't you have a seat? Now, what brings you in here today? In your own words, please explain your symptoms to me. Okay. So you're saying that you have had an improbably high number of encounters with yanderes? Well, what makes you so certain they were yanderes? Please provide specific examples. I see, I see. So, you said your home was broken into several times. How many times specifically? 13. 13 times? Oh, you poor thing. If you don't mind me asking, do you live in a bad area? Not particularly. Well, that's good. And you're sure these weren't normal break-ins? Like people trying to steal a TV or something? Was anything taken from you? Go on. Right. So after the break-ins, you noticed articles of clothing going missing, especially dirty ones, as well as used toothbrushes and even combs. There's more. They left you items as well. Love letters and chocolate. And forgive me if I'm wrong. If you didn't eat the chocolates, they would leave you. What's that you said? Oh, yes. Gradually more aggressive letters. Oh, my. That's horrible. Did you inform the police? Really? They don't mess with yanderes? That's outrageous. The police should be protecting you from yanderes. Did you take any precautions to secure your home after any of these break-ins? Nothing that worked. Well, now that's just unfortunate, isn't it? So, were there any other specific events pertaining to yanderes that you can tell me about? What? You were kidnapped. But how did they kidnap you? Really? Someone was offering rock CDs out of the back of a white van, and you just followed them in. What are you? Yeah. You know what? Never mind. Little longer. Right. So you were kidnapped. But then, how are you here? How did you escape? I thought the police wouldn't touch yanderes with a 10-foot pole. Don't tell me you're actually a vigilante or superhero or something. So let me get this straight. While you were kidnapped, another yandere tried kidnapping you from the other yandere, and while they were fighting, you escaped? Actually, that's far from the most ridiculous thing I've heard so far today. So, yes, I believe you. I don't know how else you would still be around in front of me. Now, has anyone in your family ever had a history with yandere's? Oh, your mother was a yandere. My condolences. I mean, well, I'm sure she is a great woman. I just... Never mind, sorry. Your father still can't leave the house? I mean, no, that's quite tragic. That poor man. Well, on the bright side, I think we can safely say what you have is, well, to put it in layman's terms, it's called the yandere attraction syndrome. Basically, you attract yanderes like bees to honey, and you can even evoke yandere-like sentiments in what would otherwise be normal people. Certain genetic factors can greatly increase one's risk of contracting the disease. Judging by what you've told me, I'd say that your father has it as well, and he passed on to you the genes that put you at risk. Now, the bad news is there currently is no known cure. But the good news is that there is treatment we can take to, mitigate the symptoms. The worst news is it seems as though you have the second most severe form of the disease, type 7. For reference, the weakest form, type 1, might only result in being stalked. Type 2 might only result in getting sniffed while you sleep. Type 8, the worst kind, has in extreme cases been the cause of some civil wars. You know, Helen of Troy? Yes, that's not just myth. That's actually true. Now, as for your type, type 7, how do I put this? Yes, unfortunately, to put it bluntly, a lot of people are going to die. To be completely frank with you, I believe a lot of people have already died. Oh, but don't worry. It's not like you killed them. Directly, anyway. I mean, it's not your fault. Oh, please don't cry. How about some tissues? Okay, and I think I have some lollipops here for the children. I usually save it for them, but you look like you could use any pick-me-up you can get. It's sugar-free. Now, how is your social life? Why am I asking? Well, I'm going to be honest. Type 7 yandere attraction syndrome is highly contagious. Since you already know about the symptoms, I'm sure you can figure out why that is so dangerous. In fact, interestingly enough, in some countries, those who suffer the disease are They're killed on sight. Oh, but don't worry. Here, we live in a civilized society. You'll just have to be under very strict quarantine for the rest of your life. Here's some more tissues. Don't worry, it's not so bad. Other than the crippling isolation and the subpar food. Oh, and lack of funding at containment facilities. And abuse by faculty. All right, very well. It is pretty bad. Would you like another lollipop? Hell, I think you should take them all. It's probably the last decent treat you'll have. Unless you'd like me to get you out of it. Save you from what essentially amounts to solitary confinement for the crime of having bad luck. Don't tell anyone you have the disease. Just pretend you came in for a fever or something, or a bruise you thought was actually a horrifying skin condition, and just go home. After work, I'll come pick you up. Then I'll take you to my house. I have a nice basement. It's got a mini fridge, air hockey, and a gaming PC. And it's not moldy at all. You'll be safe if you stay there, and you can have proper treatment. And you'll always have me to talk to. I can get you any food you want. Not that dog food they serve at the asylum. I mean, containment facility, or whatever. I won't even keep you in ropes. Just a chain around one of your legs. Long enough to move around the basement, but not long enough to leave it. Trust me, it'll be like your own little paradise. And mine as well. Oh, surely you're not that surprised. Who do you think wrote those letters? I write like I talk. I thought you'd have noticed the connection by now. You really ought to pay more attention to me. Well, you'll have lots of time for that when you're mine. So, what do you say? Not like you have a choice, though, because the sedatives and those lollipops should be kicking in right about now. I don't take chances, after all. Just think about what we can do when we get home. Maybe I can interest you in some heavy metal CDs. Broaden your horizons, so to speak. The possibilities. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go kill your mother. After all, I'm the only one you can call Mommy.